Oh, they're very good. They're very stout on defense, in particular their defensive front. I mean, they have some really good defensive tackles. They got guys that can rush the passer off the edge. Their linebackers are downhill, physical type guys that that play a physical brand of football. So we're faced with a tremendous challenge, but our guys, we've had a good week of practice. We're up to the challenge. We're going to do whatever it takes to find a way to get a win this weekend.
Talked a lot about needing to see RG take that jump. Is it realistic that you can take that big of a jump from after being out 11 weeks from week one to week two and
Well, he has no choice. You know, we're counting on him to become more consistent. And with another week of practice under his belt, we expect that he'll go out and play good, efficient football and give us a chance to win the game.
How do you view, I know that your plans with him this year obviously were derailed. When we talked to Coach about it earlier this week, and he said you can't write a guy off after one game, the bad game, kind of bad game that he had last week. How do you view the development of RG3, and what do you think you still have in him?
Oh, he has another week of practice under his belt, and and it's not just RG, it's with any player that's missed that amount of time. Such a long period of time, being off, there are going to be some challenges in making that transition back to game day. We can't simulate game day in practice, and so that'll be something that we expect he'll improve on a week-to-week basis. And I'm talking specifically about just the speed of the game, reacclimating himself, and going out there and making plays for us. Absolutely. We had a really good week of practice, and RG and Terrell and RG and Corey, Andrew Hawkins, RG and Gary Barnidge, he had a chance to once again get another good week of practice and reps with those guys, and hopefully we'll improve our overall continuity, and we can be more efficient and effective as an offensive unit this Sunday.
Getting the running game going. Is that something that you think can sustain here in the last three games?
Yeah, we have to. It's that time of year, where if you're going to have a chance to win games, you got to be able to run the football. And I've said this before, it's our goal to finish games running the football as well. And so we expect that we can go out and find ways to effectively run the football and do it for four quarters. What clicked? You know what? I think it was a situation where we showed them some looks that gave us an opportunity to take a few guys out the box, and we had a good mix of runs and passes going at that point in the game, and it was good to see Crow get into the secondary, and it was good to see us break a couple runs.
Stuff that we've seen from Terrell Pryor, even sidelines in game. What's your view on that?
I mean, be specific.
Do you view it as someone that just has so much passion for the game that he wants to win, or can it be, a little bit disruptive? Do you like it? Are you
Well,
Coach
no,
said he wants a tone down.
Terrell is very competitive, all right? But I mean, I think that's the case with most of the players in the National Football League. I think that, our team and our offensive unit, we need guys to get fired up and be more excited about having an opportunity to play a kid's game for a living and go out and compete every Sunday for four quarters and want to win their matchup and or want the ball on every play. We see that as a good thing as long as it doesn't, allow it doesn't take away from our guys being able to make good, sound decisions and continue to use their fundamentals and technique. Cooper played, he played good football, all right. But I'm sure that he'll be the first to tell you that there are some plays that he would like to have had back. And throughout practice this week, You know, he's no different than some other guys that we talked about, you know, with regards to having more time to practice and then getting himself better prepared to go out and play in a game. Because he's another guy that hadn't played football or in a real live game in quite some time. And so having the opportunity to get back out on the field, it'll help him to reacclimate himself as well.
Do you believe the ability to him to be such a high draft pick?
Yes, I can. I think, you know, he's a tough, smart player that that has the ability to win his one-on-one matchups. But we'll see.
Isaiah ever come to you or Hugh and complain about not getting enough carries?
No.
Can you tell that he would want more, though? I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, all our guys, they all want more carries. They want more targets. You know, the quarterbacks want more opportunities to throw touchdowns.
You know, these guys are fifth in the NFL with their 33 sacks, 10 from Lorenzo. It just seems like this has the potential to be, you know, really fast for RG. Has that been a point of emphasis with you this week, is just trying to get the ball out quickly or whatever the case may be?
Oh, no. No, we have to, you know, just have balance in our attack. You know, it starts with us being able to run the football. And so if we can dent their pass rushers, you know, and really – lay heavy on them and try and wear those guys down, as well as keep third down somewhat manageable. You know, win on early down so that third down, all right, is one or less. it gives us a better opportunity to sustain drives and wear down those pass rushers.
You mentioned Gary Barnage, and obviously he's coming off that big year last year. Hasn't really gotten as involved this year. Is there any frustration that you haven't been able to really get him the ball as much?
No. No, each week, you know, we as coaches identify guys that we want to get the ball to, and Gary is right there near the top of that list. But because he's coming off a Pro Bowl season, a lot of teams decide that they want to focus their attention on taking Gary away. But no, each week we have a lot of different ways in mind to try and get him the football. We just got to do a better job of getting him the ball on game day.
Do you feel like there's still plenty of potential and upside with RG in terms of the future?
Yes.
What makes you feel like that?
He's tough. He's smart. He's a guy that has proven that he can have success in this league. He was a rookie of the year a few years back. It's just a matter of whether or not he can get caught up with this group of guys with regards to the time that they've had in the system. And throughout the time that he was out, he was very attentive and a student in every meeting and always involved. And so from a mental standpoint, I don't see there being any issues. You know, I think it's just a matter of getting out there and playing the game, you know, and having a chance to time up throws with Corey Coleman and time up throws with Terrell Pryor and Gary Barnage. And all right, and there's no way to simulate game day in practice. And so, yeah, without a doubt, you know, he has the potential to be what he was this rookie year and more.